Hello.
Hi, good evening, ma'am. My name is Oscar. I'm with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and in the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
It's just me, sir. There's nobody else in this house. I'm retired.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. So you're fine. So you're in a place so you can safely and openly talk on your phone, right? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible, right?
Yeah, but I don't really read news. I don't like news. I don't like what's going on. All these crazy folks.
I understand, ma'am. Don't worry. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I don't know. I didn't vote this last time because they had a big mess where I live at the courthouse. And I don't know. It depends because I don't know, really. No answer. I can't give you an answer.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
Do I have to really? My age is like, I'm 71.
All right, that's fine. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, it's just for statistical purposes. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking. Are you very satisfied or satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied in which the direction in which the country is headed in?
I don't know what you mean by what direction the country is headed in, because I don't know politics or nothing. You'd have to specifically tell me, give me something that you're talking about, like what?
Right. All right, and I'm sorry, ma'am, since I have to keep myself neutral. I have to read the survey exactly as it is, because I don't want to lead you to any other way than your own opinion.
Well,
right?
I don't, be honest, I don't know which way the country's going in. That's the truth.
Right,
there's so many wars and crap going on.
Okay, and that's fine if you don't know. We can move on to the next question. Okay. Now, Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? Here's the first one.
No opinion. No opinion.
Okay. Okay, here's the first one. Critical race theory, or CRT, on a scale from 0 to 100?
No opinion.
Okay, no worries. And how about public schools, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Just no opinion. The schools are not like they used to be. I don't like what they're doing to the schools.
There you go. That's how you can voice your opinion in the survey, because this survey is mainly about schools. All right. How about the public charter schools on a scale from 0 to 100?
I don't know. My grandkids are in regular school. There's no charter schools or nothing like that, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. And how about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't like the way they're doing the teachers at all. So I don't know the scale of not so good, but I could say not so good.
Okay, on a scale from not so good, I'd probably be between 0 and 50 then, because 50 is about neutral. So how would you rate them on a scale? What number would you give them, anywhere from 0 to 50?
I'd probably give them 50, like neutral.
Okay, 50. We'll put it at 50. How about Joe Biden? How would you rate him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Real good.
How would you put it? What number will you give him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Well, what's good? 100?
Yes, 100. Like it increases. You know, 0 being bad, 50 being neutral, and 100 being real good. Excellent. How would you rate them?
100 would be excellent.
Yes. So you want me to put 100 for Joe Biden?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And how about Donald Trump on a scale from 0 to 100?
No way. No way. No.
What would you give him?
A zero.
All right. Thank you. And how about the next one? Black Lives Matter, or BLM, on a scale from 0 to 100.
Like 100.
A 100? All right. And how about public school teachers on a scale from 0 to 100? How would you rate them?
I'd rate them 100.
Okay. And how about your local school board on a scale from 0 to 100?
They're not that good. I don't know how to rate the school board. The school board we got where I live is terrible. It would be like not very good.
Okay. Now, what score would you give them? It's your opinion.
I'd give them 0 for my school board.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them excellent or good or just fair or poor?
Just fair.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better or staying the same or growing worse?
Well, they're not getting better and they're not getting worse. It's just they got so much stuff now for kids in school. They think kids are supposed to be smart and everything. It's like, and some of them teachers in them schools you can't trust where I live in my state. That's just my opinion.
So would you say that they're staying the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're staying the same.
All right, perfect. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and a 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Develop critical thinking. Thank you, ma'am. Here's the first one. Develop critical thinking skills. On a scale from 0 to 10, how important do you think this is?
It would be 5. Real good.
Okay.
It's important.
All right. Okay. All right. And how about the next one? Develop social skills. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Important.
How would you rate it on a scale from 0 to 10? And 10 being important, 5 being somewhat important, and 0 being not important
10,
at all.
10 important.
All right, thank you. And how about the next one? Be ready for higher education like college. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
10. It needs to be important.
Okay, thank you. And how about the next one? Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. On a scale from 0 to 10, how important?
Very, very important. 10.
Okay. 10. All right. And how about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? On a scale from 0 to 10, how important?
Very important.
Okay. Would you say that's a 10?
Yes, 10.
And being very important. Okay, thank you. And how about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market? On a scale from 0 to 10?
10. Important.
All right, thank you. Next question. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount or too much or not enough on public schools education?
Not enough on public education.
All right. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, never have. No.
Okay. No. All right. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you heard a lot, little, or nothing at all?
Now, critical what? I didn't hear that.
You're fine. I'll read it again. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Oh, a whole lot. It's in today's paper where I live. Whole lot okay. about it. That's why I don't read it. I don't understand nothing about schools. I got grandkids in school. I just don't want them to have a good education and graduate and go to a college and not have no troubles or nothing.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. Now, the question, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
What? Okay. What is CRT? I've never heard of that.
CRT is an abbreviation for critical race theory.
Oh, so I don't understand the question. You mean, what do I think about my opinion about blacks and whites going to the same school together? Is that what you're talking about?
No, ma'am. I'm going to read the question again. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would say it's about politics.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with it?
I strongly agree it's about politics.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard about a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Yeah, a lot. A whole lot. Yeah. That happened in one town here where I lived, and parents were so upset about it. They took a lot of books out of the library.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. So I studied
all them books when I was going to school, high school, and junior high. I studied all that stuff. Now they don't even study that. I mean, when I used to study history. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to move on to the next question. We're almost done now, Karen.
Is this the last one?
No, ma'am, we're only at 75% right now, ma'am, but you're doing good, and I'm trying to be as briefly as possible, okay?
How many more questions, because I'm tired, and my company's getting ready to come, and I got to get this food ready and out for my company.
Let me go ahead and go through the questions real quick. I'm trying to be as briefly as possible. Keep in mind, the survey will count only if you complete it, okay? But I'm trying to be as briefly as possible. The next question, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A public school student should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect U.S. today, how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly agree because students need to learn about history. And all about the history.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And the next one. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree because I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing about politics in the schools where I go to.
I understood. Thank you, ma'am.
Where I live. They don't talk about nothing.
All right, thank you. And the next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Kind of strongly agree, because here's the thing. Teachers where I live at, they have to go by what the superintendent says. You can't do like you used to. A teacher can't just pick, do homework and stuff like that. I know. I have a granddaughter that's in the 12th grade. This is her last year. And believe me, her subjects and everything are totally different. Even my other grandkids, you'd be surprised. They don't even have spelling. Do you ever have spelling in school? There's no spelling. They got the
wow.
hardest math ever. And get a load of this. If you don't pass that math stuff, then you don't graduate.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's how
all
the
right.
rules are. And that
okay.
has something to do with the stupid politics. It's all about money, sir. All about money.
I understand, ma'am. Now I'm going to, thank you, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. First, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support,
I strongly oppose. They don't need to remove books that contain
right.
something important for a student
okay.
to do.
I understood. Thank you, ma'am. How about the next one? Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support because teachers, they should teach what they want to teach.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And how about increasing teacher pay? Do you strongly support,
yes.
somewhat oppose?
I strongly yeah. support because I know how much these teachers here where I live. I know how much they get paid. And get a load of this. School's going to be starting for my grandkids. You ready
mm-hmm.
for this? I remember used to, when I was going to school, my teachers never had to buy nothing. Now then, I have a friend of mine that's a teacher. And she has to go to Home Depot, all that place. They got to buy their own stuff, their crayons, their markers, everything to use.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, ma'am.
So pitiful.
All right. And how about the next one? Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. You strongly support it? Somewhat support? Somewhat oppose? Or strongly oppose?
I strongly support it.
Okay.
That's what I was telling you about the world and politics. I don't know, but I wish they would put, like you just said, the guards and stuff. The only thing they got at my granddaughter's school, they got this, like, something you go through, and it detects if you have a gun. Thankful
okay.
for that. I think
right.
they're going to put them in the other school because I worry about all the kids here in the schools they go to.
I understood, ma'am. Thank you. And how about the last one of this? Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose?
I support. They don't teach it. That's what I just told you. I told
yeah.
my granddaughter one time, I said, don't you know who Paul Revere is? She don't even know who Paul Revere is.
Oh, man.
And I
oh,
had
my
to
goodness.
Tell her. And we studied oh. all that, sir. All
yes.
of that. We
okay.
studied Paul Revere. We studied all about what you just said, the slavery. We studied about the pilgrims, the soldiers, and George Washington, and all that. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
And they don't have stuff like that in school. And it's
yes,
a
ma'am.
Disgrace.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Moving on with the survey, ma'am, so we can go ahead and complete it. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Do you support or oppose?
I didn't even know about that. So you're telling me stuff that I hadn't even heard about a Black curriculum. I didn't even know
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes, ma'am. Do you strongly support
us? I wouldn't know how to answer that. I just wouldn't know.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. And I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America.
In. My company's here. All these people just come in, and I got to... We're having a party tonight, a celebration.
Okay.
So I'm going to
okay.
have to get off. I'm really sorry.
No, you're fine. Is it okay if I can call you maybe tomorrow around the same time so we can complete it? Because we're pretty much at 80%, so we're pretty much done. But I will need to complete it so we can go ahead and count your opinion, okay?
Yeah, you can tell
all right.
me.
All right,
okay.
I'll call you back tomorrow
Thank
around
you.
The same time, all right? Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.